Welcome to the College Football Bros. I'm Michael Newman.
I'm Ryan Newman.
And I'm Trey Newman.
All right, this is question 20 of our college football preview series, and this week has been all ACC, so check it out on our feed if you haven't already. What is today's question, Ryan?
Today's question is, which ACC players will have breakout seasons?
Okay, so each of us has chosen three players, so we'll cover a lot of different teams from the ACC. Trey, who's your first breakout player?
I'm actually going to the tight end position at Miami, Will Mallory. You know, they've used the tight end position pretty well recently with Brevin Jordan. He was great there. And so we know that Rhett Lashley likes using the tight end position in that offense, and Derek King used him well. And especially now, I think Mallory can really break out because at wideout, you've got Mike Harley, one of their all-time leading receivers at Miami. They brought in Charleston Rambo from Oklahoma, Mark Pope, all those guys getting hype at receiver. Mallory could step in and be a big weapon for the Canes.
Yeah, he should have a big year. He's very good. My first breakout player is wide receiver Josh Downs for North Carolina. And of course, Carolina lost their top two receivers. So you know it's going to be a productive passing offense with Sam Howell. So someone's got to step up, probably multiple players. And Josh Downs, I think, is a likely candidate. He was a top 100 recruit, and in the Orange Bowl last year had 91 yards and two touchdowns against a really good defense in A&M. So he'll be the starting slot receiver this year, and I would think have a monster year.
I agree on that one. I'm actually going to stay in North Carolina. I'm going to pick go to the other side of the ball, though. I'm going to take their corner. Tony Grimes. He was a five-star for the 2020 class. Kind of got his feet wet last year. Started to play really well towards the end of the season, too. He was targeted 20 times last year and only allowed 89 passing yards on those 20 targets. So with him and Storm Duck, I mean, they got a heck of a duo there at corner for North Carolina. So I think he's going to break out and be, I think he'll be an NFL player one day.
And he reclassified last year, too. So he was, skipping a year. So you would expect an even bigger jump, you would think.
Threw right into the fire last year, no doubt.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. My next breakout candidate here is Israel Abanikanda, the Pitt running back. Now, Pitt has had a history of good running backs, dating, all the way back to Tony Dorsett, if you want to go that far. But their offense for the Panthers didn't really thrive last year, but with Pickett back, a strong group of receivers like Jordan Addison, Taysir Mack, the ground game, might have some holes on that line that are pushing them forward. What I'm trying to say is that the defense will be keying in on the pass, and so that's going to open holes for Abanikanda. Vincent Davis at running back might be the lead back at this point, but Abanikanda was a highly regarded recruit a year ago, and I know that they're going to want to put him into the mix this year.
Okay. My next breakout player, Jermaine Johnson from Florida State, and the Seminoles just had a terrible pass rush last year, so he was a much-needed addition. He's a transfer from Georgia and got playing time at Georgia. I mean, he was a backup, but in seven games last year had five sacks, so you would think now with an expanded role, he'll be their top pass rusher, and wouldn't surprise me if he threatened double-digit sacks because they have been raving about him in spring practice.
Well, they had a pretty bad defense, so hopefully he can up the ante a little bit there.
That's unnecessary to say, Ryan. You didn't need to bring that up.
Of course he looked good for Florida State. All right. I'm going to go to Clemson here. Their corner, Andrew Booth. I'm going another corner. Andrew Booth Jr. He was another five-star. He played lights out towards the back half of last year. In his last 10 games, in 174 coverage snaps, he gave up just 93 yards. And on 13 targets that he faced of 20 yards or more down the field, so when he's covering the kind of those deep balls, he gave up just two catches. So he's all over the place, should have a great year, especially with that great pass rush that Clemson's going to sport this year. So he's going to have some opportunities to passes deflected and plenty of interceptions.
All right. My last breakout candidate here is Jalen Mitchell, running back for Louisville. And I'm kind of going with the assumption and banking on Louisville to have another strong offense with Cunningham and a little bit bounce back year overall for the Cardinals. I know they lose guys like Hawkins, Atwell, Fitzpatrick, but that's only going to give more opportunities for a guy like Mitchell. I think he could thrive. I think the running back position has done well at Louisville. Hassan Hall alongside him will be productive as well, but I think Mitchell's the one that could really thrive this year.
Yeah, Satterfield seems to do a good job of consistently scheming big plays out of the running game, so I could see that. My final breakout player is a defensive tackle from Pitt, Kalijah Cansey, and I just think it's always good to bet on Pitt defensive linemen. And as a freshman last year, he graded out very well, according to Pro Football Focus, both against the run and with the pass rush. Had 7 tackles for loss, 1.5 sacks, but he was just overshadowed by some other All-Americans on the D-line. Now I think, you know, he could take that step forward in year two and potentially be an All-ACC caliber player.
All right, I like that one. All right, my last guy is Devin Leary, the quarterback from NC State. So he improved a ton from his freshman to sophomore season, even though his sophomore season only consisted of a handful of games because he broke his leg. But his completion percentage went up 12%. Yards per attempt went up more than 2 yards. 8 touchdowns to just 2 picks. So it was like a drastically better showing from him. And his supporting cast is going to be great. So he's got the experience now. Hopefully, if he just stays healthy, I think he could take that leap into being, you know, one of a nationally known QB. Because he's, you know, if he did that over the course of a whole year, what he did last year, I mean, he's a big time player.
Okay, there's our 9 breakout players. I mean, there was more that we could have got to sure. I mean, a guy like DJ Uiagalelei is just almost not worth bringing up. He's so well known. You could say he broke out last year. But I don't know any other guys that came to mind. I mean, for me, Georgia Tech running back Jahmyr Gibbs again. Maybe he already broke out last year. It's just he was dealing with a hamstring injury, but in the games he played, he was awesome.
It seems like, and especially like a lot of those Clemson 5-stars, like they're on their D-line. You got Bressy, like there's guys that...
Yeah, Bressy, Murphy. I think they already broke out. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I know. They did. I guess, you know what?
But on offense, the Joe Ngata, he's a guy they need to break out. Well, one of the receivers has to break out, and I feel like Ngata could be the potential guy.
Maybe, you know... If you kind of throw McKenzie Milton into the mix, like he could kind of have a re-breakout, right?
Florida State running back I wanted to bring up, Lawrence Toafili, as a freshman last year. I think he was like 10 yards a carry or close to it. You know,
he's electric.
Yeah, so anyway, throwing out a lot of guys there, but let us know in the comments if there's any breakout players we left out, and we will be back tomorrow. Last day of ACC week, and we're going to have our ACC championship picks. So we'll see you then.
You've been listening to the College Football Bros. If you have any questions for the next podcast, email them to collegefootballbros@gmail.com. To keep up with the brothers on social media, like them on Facebook at College Football Bros, follow them on Instagram at College Football Bros, and for their commentary on Saturdays, follow them on Twitter @CFBBros. Thanks for listening.